Welcome to the Salt Circle Podcast. My name is Hank. With me, he's stranded. It's Ben.
I would not want to be stranded in this setting.
No. Stranded anywhere is bad,
look,
honestly. You could be stranded somewhere nice and it would be bad.
Like...
You kind of are stranded.
Like, not stranded, in a way. Though.
Well, like, double stranded, because you got stuck at home because of snow.
That's
right?
True. Yeah, that's true.
Or stuck at your parents' house.
I mean, like, I wouldn't mind being, like, the protagonist of a show such as Scavenger's Reign, where we start in media res, where I already know that I can, like, crawl inside a fucking animal and... squeeze an orb out of its intestine that glows. Like, this is some, you know, like, sometimes it's like, who was the first dude to, like, watch a cow and be like, I'm gonna squeeze those udders, I'm gonna drink the milk that comes out of them. Like, this is that, but on crack.
Well, the organics on this planet are kind of mechanical.
Like, yeah. Like,
for that first scene, like, he gets in there, but it's also, like, he's working on a car.
Yeah. There's a very, bio-engineer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, Scavenger's Reign fucking slapped.
It's good.
The
big thing I'll say about it is just, like, I found the story really compelling. Like, once it gets going, and you have these characters that are, like, headed on towards this sort of same... point, it's just like it just goes, like, I was just sucked in.
I was story. Oh, totally. There was a few, not that it ever lost me, but there was some stuff where I, like, in my opinion, they didn't have balls. But this is a me thing I've talked about before. Maybe we'll circle around, I don't know, we have to do it right now, but it's like, not that I need exclusively man versus environment, and I know we got a shitload of that. Don't get me wrong. We got a ton of that. It was great. But, some of that I was just like, yeah, I could have done without, like, this plot point or that plot point or whatever.
You mean our competing scavenging crew who want to steal the ship?
Yeah, like,
and
that...
don't care about humans?
Like, yeah, that could have, especially because it kind of, like, went nowhere. I mean, like, it's not, I don't know. That could have been removed and I would have been fine. I liked those
characters.
Honestly,
my favorite part about that is they show up and their ship gets fucking wrecked.
Yeah, no, that, like, them
that part's hype.
Them existing actually doesn't bother me too much. The point, I guess it's even a little bit on, like, Ozzy's side. And I was like, what are you, like, she does shit to, Chris, and then fucking Bud hits her with a rock, and I'm like, you were 1v2, and you, like, you just met this dude, like, you thought he was on your, like, fully on your side, and I don't know, that level of conflict, like, in this story just didn't grip me, because I was way more into the environment stuff,
sure.
But, like, don't get me wrong, I still thought it was, like, totally fine. It's not like I was sitting there, like, fucking angry because, like, the show slaps. It was all real good. I think even more so than that, I wasn't really a fan of, like, Cayman shit. I know technically that is man versus environment, and, like, the creature that he's in is part of nature, but, like, come on, I'm not fucking counting telepathic intelligent thing is, like, environmental hazard.
Well, it was, like, the way in which that creature's whole thing interfaced with a person.
Yeah, in, like, a way that it wasn't involved.
And, like, the human's ability to murder... Like,
yeah, oh, totally.
Made this thing, like, incredibly dangerous in a way it normally wouldn't be.
I
like that. I'm with you that, like, Cayman is the part that I care the least. I definitely I care the least about Kamen's shit. Like, we spend a lot of time in his head, and I don't care about him.
Yeah,
so
no,
it's
totally.
Kind of like, we spend too much time there for how little I care about him.
I think my preference would have been, because I like that concept, like you said, like the idea of like, oh, this thing that exists and it's in like harmony or whatever, and then it
yeah.
finds a human that can fucking kill anything and everything. Yeah. That's really cool.
Like I think they just made Kamen too much of a piece of dog shit.
I mean that too, but my solve for what I would want to see is just have him completely don't have the creature interact with anyone else. Just leave them alone, I guess would be my thing, and let them do whatever and figure that out. Cause I just didn't care for how that creature interrupted the other stuff and interacted with it.
No, I don't agree, because I do think part of the strength of the way this ends is everything coming together.
Yeah, they could have
they're coming together at the same time. I just think that's
they could have had Kamen come. Oh yeah, for sure. I Kamen could kill the creature first and then get there. I just didn't like it. I was very into the Ozzy Levi story. And then they put Levi in a fridge for a while, and I didn't like it. And that's not even I'm butthurt because the cool robot went away. But I was so I don't know why we needed to have that be a point. I thought the idea of this robot becoming human. Wow, certainly not a theme that we've encountered in other media recently. That was fucking great. It's compelling on its own. You don't need to do the other stuff.
Well, I think they did that so that was the impetus for Levi to then level up and come back. That was Levi's Gandalf moment.
Sure.
Like the death of Gandalf the Grey and the rise of Gandalf the White. It's just that.
Yeah. Except instead of Levi saying, fly, you fool, she just says help and then gets torn asunder.
Yeah.
It was worse.
It's the same thing.
But I just, I was so into that. That's where I was kind of you can just, you don't have to, the action doesn't have to be, action-packed. I would have been fine. But that's just, because I've been wanting that thing for fucking ever. So it's not a don't read into it. Not a huge complaint by any means. I was still fucking sucked in. Shit,
yeah.
Shit moved. The environment was great. I really liked Sam's shit. Weird fucking
sure.
That dude got fucked up so much. He should be dead. Many times over. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I love that one person who wakes up, that one guy who wakes up off the ship and just has the worst. He has the worst fucking day.
God damn. Man. Yeah, the thing attacks him, and then the giant mosquito things starts sucking on his head.
He gets scalped.
Yeah, dude. Holy. I'm that is literally how this would go for me. I'd be so fucked. Insta dead.
And that's a part of the show that I like, is that it doesn't hold back. It reminded me of Invincible in that specific regard of just when it goes for violence, it's not fucking it's not fucking holding back at all.
I think that was a huge
fucking
thing
going for it, which
for
I
me
like
too. Yeah, we get introduced to this planet and it's so beautiful and then everything else, and then the way they just kind of slide and show you the, this planet is also, fucked. It's raw as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Shit's too good.
God, the shit with the fucking, in the storm, with the creatures, and then they're, they hide with the things calling in their eggs.
Yeah, yeah,
off
yeah.
Off the beach. and then those fucking like crabs crawl down,
dude, to fucking, yeah,
like the feast on him.
That shit's great.
And that fight is so fucking like raw and brutal too. Yeah, it's so
oh
good.
Yeah, dude. No, like people get fucking hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly Sam.
Oh yeah. It's not a question of is Sam gonna die. It's what's gonna be the thing that does him in.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Fucking egg sack Sam. Like being wild.
Yeah, the thing that like stabs you and then creates a clone of you that then hunts you down to murder you and then replace you and then explode around.
Specifically, it buries you alive if you're still living.
Yes. It finds you, buries you alive, then like integrates itself with your people and then explodes on them.
To create new sack things. Yeah.
To create new sack
things.
Dude,
that shit is so good, though.
That's a great, what a great fucked up thing.
I love that we get that, like, right after, right. Or was
the
it?
The burying you alive part is important, because yeah, she digs yeah. him up, and then it buries him.
Dude, it immediately goes, and, like, that fucking, like, that's just what it does.
I do. It's kind of a coward move. It copies his fucking clothes. I'm like, well, how did you do that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel that. I like that in that same, like, well, I guess it's technically the previous area. We had like two different forests or whatever the hell type areas. And we get that scene of her, of Ursula, just like, she's like, yo, I saw a thing. I'm going to go look at it. And we get that little scene of, like, the little dude doing his thing and then dying or whatever.
Yeah.
That was important to me. Like, I like that the show stops and smells the roses sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
And, like...
Well, it was that level of weird shit that reminded me of Rice Boy.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, yeah. That's a good call.
It's the commitment to the... Just this weird little thing is gonna happen. And then, something else is going to happen. We're moving on.
Oh, yeah. And
it's great.
I mean, for me, that was what caught, you know, because I saw that trailer and I was immediately enamored because, like, one of my complaints oftentimes with any amount of sci-fi that's, like, out on foreign, like, way bizarre alien planets is it's, like, basic as hell. Like, it's not fucking weird. It's like, oh, we're on a planet and it's either Star Wars-esque, like, desert planet, ice planet, swamp planet, or it's just fucking Earth, or there's, like, a few weird things that aren't that weird, and they're just there doing what we would expect animals to do. And here, it's like, what if everything was just fucking wild?
It's wild, but it all has, like, you feel like it's all part of like a puzzle also.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, they literally at the one point, yeah, they literally say that.
Yeah.
Like, it's like this planet's a puzzle and like everything fucking goes together in some weird way. But that's so like that.
It's like, it's weird as hell and you can't see the full picture, but shit just fits together.
That itches my brain so nicely. Cause like, I don't know about you. Because
I think it is key that, like, you see that there is what's so good about it. Like, you see that there's logic there, but you never get close enough to, like, see, like, a bigger picture of, like, putting anything together, really, other than this thing in front of you and this thing in front of you. Oh, you can connect the dots.
Yeah,
but whenever, like, we're never getting exposited at...
Yeah, which is that level. Which is great. Like, let me fucking think about it.
Yeah, it's just evocative.
And like the times that we see the few times that we see stuff like other creatures interacting with each other. I mean, even a good example is like crab is the wrong word. The things that go and eat the eggs while they're underwater and shit. we see so many examples of like these two groups of things that have evolved to, like, you know, the thing evolved to protect its eggs, and then the other thing, like, learned to go find those eggs or whatever. Like, you mm-hmm. have that sort of competitive evolution and, like, the synergistic shit. And I love, there's so many examples. Like, every fucking shot is another example of it, basically. And mm-hmm. seeing that, and then, like, how, like, different stuff, you know, like the stuff, like you said, the puzzled sort of things that, like, the humans are putting together. It all just, it just tickles the brain.
I just, like, Ursula, she's just very observant. She's just, like, the ambassador of this planet, because she's just, like, and she's just writing stuff down. She's interacting with what she's seeing. She's thinking about it. And Sam is here fucking terrified.
in the same kind of way that, like, that old woman was the previous strandee,
man. I guess.
Yeah, that shit was wild.
Also, incredibly dark.
When I say that shit was wild, I mean, like, did you see how they cooked and seasoned that steak? Incredible. No, dude, like, that thing was, like, that whole arc with Sam was fucking wild and scary.
Yep.
Him being like, I'm fucking building, like, it's a shelter, I need clay, and he's, like, getting all the red lights. Dude.
No, and after she's, like, knocked him out of it, but he's still, it's still happening to him.
Yeah.
And he's, like, talking through what he's feeling.
Yeah, he's like, I feel like I want to shove this seed in that thing's mouth.
Yep. And by extension, the thing he's not saying, he wants to shove it in her mouth.
Yes.
And when he gives her the fucking knife, and he's like, if I double back on you, fucking murder me.
Yeah. Dude, and then her being like, I'm not going to stab you, Sam. Fuck. And then she has the knife.
Yeah, and then he walks.
No, that was, I don't know. I like how that resolved, because I like those characters. But at the same time, there was part of me that was like, I kind of want to see Sam get exploded into an alien demon. Kind of want to see it, you know? But that's where,
I mean, we got to see the demon. Like, we know where that ended.
Oh, yeah, exactly. But, like, it's so good that we don't, like, that was a thing that happened, and now we're going, like, we're not, for a second, I was like, oh, this is going to be, like, the thing we're dealing with now. This is going to unravel into, like, a whole thing. And it just fucking does it. It's like, oh, that's part of the planet. Yeah. And it's really good. Mm-hmm.
Just, like, peeling him open. It's just this, like, black thing where his heart should be.
Him constantly, like, itching, and then you can see, like, the pus, like, there's, like, a flap of meat. what the fuck? It's, like, beating his heart for him and shit.
Yes.
God.
Yeah, without it, he would have died from the other thing.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, would he have died, or would the other, because she put all that shit on his arm, like, would that have been enough to heal him, or did he need the thing?
Yeah, I mean,
you know, that we don't get to know.
Yep, we don't get to know.
As that's why it's so good. Also seeing the, I think my favorite little bit of, like, this, like, we got a glimpse of, but, like, we get to know, like, fucking nothing about, that I'm going to be thinking about for probably the longest time, is when we get the flashback from, like, the old woman, and then, I guess, John, or the other dude that survived. The planet is, like, fucking barren in comparison to where it's at. And that's just, like, that did a lot for me. That did a lot for me. Because, like, he's saying stuff about, like, the planet has potential or whatever, or there's a lot we don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then Sam's comment about, like, the soil here feels dead. Like, nothing can grow, but these crystals are pushing up to grow upward. and I feel like I'm the soil. Like, I don't know, man. The world building is fucking incredible.
Yeah. It's good. And it's just wild that, like, they have that good world building, but also, like, there was just good character-driven story stuff, too.
Yeah. No, all of it was, like, compelling, and all, like,
It was just good TV, man. It was just good TV.
I cared about all of it. I watched most of this last night. Mm-hmm. If we had gotten home from the restaurant like 2 hours earlier, I would have watched the whole thing in one sitting.
Sure.
Which is hilarious.
I pretty much ended up binging it.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I can watch another one. Yeah, I can watch more. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I literally was. Because I think didn't you watch like four, and you messaged that you watched the first four, and then like the next time you message, you're like, yeah, I'm done. And that's like what I was thinking. I like watched the first four and I'm like, oh, this is why he just like destroyed this series.
Yeah.
Or this season.
Yep.
I saw a thing. I don't know how I feel. I mean, it could go either way for me. Depending on what they would do. I saw a thing where the creators said they have like content planned for more seasons, but like obviously they're waiting on that green light, which given the state of TV, like who the fuck knows if that'll ever happen.
And it was on Max, and they had like the most steam.
Yeah. So yeah. I think they said they want to. The desire is there, they have like shit written out if they get it.
Sure.
But honestly, like I'm in a spot like I could, if they never made more, I'd be like, cool, you ended on like an obscenely high note for me.
Yeah, I agree.
And it feels kind of similar to, in retrospect, how Horizon Zero Dawn did for me. Like, yeah, you're leading into like another thing. You have your big ending question and shit. And they had like their planned trilogy. But, like, after looking at the reading up on the second game and all that, I'm like, you know what? That first one just, like, hit. And I was left wondering, and I'm cool with that. And that's kind of how I feel about this.
Well, I still want to play that second Horizon Zero Dawn, but I haven't yet.
Yeah.
They fixed the facial animation is better in that one. It must be better.
Yeah. I mean,
that's just progress.
Maybe I'll play it someday if it hits PC and I have a device that can play it.
Yeah, I have a PS5, so I can play it.
Wow, look at you, Mr. fucking guy.
Uh-huh.
I should probably get a console at some point. Honestly.
You play like Tekken 6 and Tekken 2.
Oh, that is... And most importantly, Soul Calibur.
Yeah, the PSP version.
Yeah, the PSP game, dude.
Yeah, and I think that version of 6 is the PSP version of 6.
Great. Man.
So all the menu items are, like, incredibly low res. It's really funny.
Hell yeah, dude.
But it has, like, fucking, like, rollback in terms, like, you can pause and rewind, like an emulator rewind.
Oh, okay. So that's sick. Oh, that's pretty nice.
It's like better than fast load times.
Oh, that'd be a nice thing. But yeah.
Anyway, Scavengers, this show was good.
Scavengers Reign, very good. I want more shit like it. Like that's what I. It's the shit I crave. I mean. You know me, like you could take like all of the plot out and I'd still be pretty on board because then it's just sci-fi mushishi.
Sure.
I'm here for
it. You love to watch a little slug eat a orange messily and then get grabbed by a bird on its back that then goes up a tube to eat it.
And then the other birds shine their shiny thing in the sun and cook the thing and then eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Dude, I don't even
it. That's your
you know
favorite
what?
Thing.
Fucking honestly, I don't even know that I need people in the show.
Well, I needed people at the show, and yeah, I was happy to have them.
Yeah, no, it was
the people was really the thing for me, honestly.
Yeah, no, they were great.
It was good flavor.
Yeah, I was very happy that I liked most of the people as much as I was liking the environment thing. I mean, fuck Cayman. He kind of deserved
it. Yeah, I didn't care about Cayman, but I liked Ursula, Azzy, Levi, Sam. They were all good.
Imagine if Cayman, like, died, though. Imagine if he died somehow.
Well, I have a thing where, like, if you're going to do a character like that, that's not the character you kill. Like, who cares if you kill Cayman?
Yeah, but just, like, I don't know. Yeah. I can think of ways where it'd be fine for me, but, yeah. I mean, Sam was going to fucking die. It was so clear. Dude had bad luck. What a fucking ending, though, honestly. Like, the tail end.
Yeah.
That's even more like our weird, fucked up, not zombie, but, like, not healthy cult clan. It's just another skeleton clan. Everyone thought they were just another skeleton zombie clan. Cult.
Just another... First.
At first.
They were just another snake cult.
Classic. Yeah. And you know what? The fact that it was a last note, the fact that it's only 12 episodes, like... You just sit and fucking tank that thing. And they're 20 minutes. They're like the normal 22, 23 minutes.
Yes. It's very digestible, I found. As someone who craves the horrible violence that the show could have sometimes, it went down smooth.
Oh, yeah. the fucking beauty and horror of nature is like such a...
Yeah.
It's like people losing their mind at like an animal or even on like a nature documentary or whatever, like some like an animal getting eaten or like, oh no, the lion caught the poor little like baby gazelle or whatever. I'm like, that's fucking nature, baby. Get it. Tearing off the sinew and shit, ripping tendons out of its neck. The thing's still kicking. I'm like, I'm here. I'm watching it.
Get that money. Yeah, it's like the main character of Godzilla King of the Monsters, but that guy who was only happy when he was watching wolves eat meat.
Oh, that's completely left my brain, dude.
At the beginning of the movie, that was the only time he smiled in the whole movie.
Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds like a Godzilla character.
Anyway, saltcirclepodcast@gmail.com, saltcirclepod on Twitter, anchor.fm, saltcircle on YouTube, @saltcircle. I'm on Twitter, @cockpanels.
Not on Twitter. Scavenger's Reign is fantastic. I didn't mention, but great soundtrack. Like, I'm not, nothing super memorable, but it fit. It gave it great tone.
Sure. I'll believe you, because I no longer remember.
Yeah, no, neither do I, but, like, I remember being like, ooh, they're setting the mood. That's all I heard.